consolidating his strength. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The leader of China's Communist Party has extended his stay in office.
While the last two Chinese presidents have held office for a decade each, Xi Jinping will go on to a third five-year term as the leader of the world's second-largest economy.
Fox's Jessica Stone, as Xi's rivals were pushed into retirement, loyalists received promotions. In the coming days, Britain should have a new prime minister. Former Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak is the frontrunner to replace Liz Truss. Ousted Prime Minister Boris Johnson may also try to reclaim power. He reportedly held talks late last night with Sunak. To the war in Ukraine and reports out of Russia that two Russian pilots were killed when their warplane slammed into a building inside Siberia. Meanwhile, in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson, which is controlled by Russia,
Russian authorities are ordering people to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian counteroffensive. Ukrainian forces began bombarding Russian positions on Friday, targeting resupply routes.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. During a phone call today between the Russian and French defense ministers, Russia reportedly raised concerns that Ukraine could use a dirty bomb. A convicted felon is back behind bars. He's accused of shooting two nurses to death at a hospital.
At Dallas Methodist Medical Center, two hospital employees are dead following a shooting. Police say an officer saw the suspect with a gun and fired a single shot, striking that person who is now in custody.
Fox's Christina Coleman, a motive hasn't been determined. A shooting in Louisiana interrupted homecoming celebrations at Southern University. Police in Baton Rouge say 11 people were hurt. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Early voting is being taken advantage of in Georgia.
Georgians are showing up to the polls in large numbers, and according to the Georgia Secretary of State office, those numbers are on pace with the turnout seen during the 2020 election. It shows that well over 500,000 people have already cast a ballot, with more than 90% of those votes coming in from in-person voters.
Fox's Charles Watson in Atlanta. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams has made voting rights the centerpiece of her campaign. Republicans say the heavy turnout shows voters are not being disenfranchised. Early voting begins tomorrow in Texas, where a recent poll has Republican Governor Greg Abbott expanding his lead over Democrat Beto O'Rourke. The poll from the University of Texas at Austin gives Abbott an 11-point lead. In Texas and elsewhere along our southern border, illegal immigration and illegal drug trafficking are hot-button issues. In Nogales, Arizona last week, two major drug busts were made.
85,000 fentanyl pills as well as 114 pounds of meth. Then the second bust, 47,000 fentanyl pills, 8 pounds of fentanyl powder, and another 48 pounds of meth. Again, all in one day's work at a single CBP port of entry.
Fox's Bill Malusian. You might have a pair or two in your closet. An iconic footwear brand is celebrating a birthday.
Crocs is turning 20 years old, and it's marking the milestone with a new shoe. To celebrate, Crocs has unveiled its Echo Clog, which comes in gold and cream, complete with adjustable heel straps, and runs about $70 a pair. Crocs' first design was called The Beach and launched in 2002. Since then, more than 300 million pairs of Crocs have been sold.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.